We'll just share with you from Psalm 103, from a translation that may sound a little different. But let us hear afresh, Psalm 103, verses 8 through 18. The Lord is merciful, He is kind and patient, and His love never fails. The Lord won't always be angry and point out our sins. He doesn't punish us as our sins deserve. How great is God's love for all who worship Him, and greater than the distance between heaven and earth. How far has the Lord taken our sins from us? Farther than the distance from east to west. Just as parents are kind to their children, the Lord is kind to all who worship Him because He knows we are made of dust. We humans are like grass or wildflowers that quickly bloom, but a scorching wind blows and they quickly wither to be forgotten forever. The Lord is always kind to those who worship Him, and He keeps His promises to their descendants who faithfully obey Him. And from 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 through 26. Well, the Apostle Paul writes, I have already told you what the Lord Jesus did on the night He was betrayed, and it came from the Lord Himself. He took some bread in His hands. Then, after He had given thanks, He broke it and said, This is My body, which is given for you. Eat this and remember Me. After the meal, Jesus took a cup of wine in His hands and said, This is My blood, and with it God makes His new covenant with you. Drink this and remember Me. The Lord meant that when you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you tell about His death until He comes again. A very short message tonight. You do remember the story from the Gospel of John just before Passover, where Jesus, stripped down to a towel around His waist as a servant, as the lowliest of servants, and He washed His disciples' feet. And at the end of that ordeal, and there was some resistance, Peter did not want his feet to be washed, but finally he gave in. He said, This is a sign that I've done to you, for you to do to one another. And a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. Now that Passover meal took on new meaning that night in the upper room. Jesus took bread and broke it and gave it to His disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is My body, which is broken for you, and do this in remembrance of Me. And as you have heard, He took the cup with wine and drank from it and said, Drink ye all of this, for this is My blood, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. In Passover, which was the Jewish festival that night, there was the blood of the Lamb saving from death in Egypt, and in Jesus, the blood of the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Forgiveness is our salvation. Judgment, sin, and death is what we are saved from. Remember another story, the four friends who made a hole in the roof and dropped Jesus inside. And what did Jesus do first for the lame man? He forgave his sins, if you remember. Who is it that can forgive sins except God alone? He also healed him. But who is it who can forgive sins and give us a new beginning except God alone? And remember the forgiveness that Jesus gave to the woman caught in the very act of adultery when He said, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. In other words, you are forgiven. Now begin a new life. And you remember Zacchaeus, the tax collector who cheated, then met Jesus who treated him like a person of worth. Like he wasn't unclean by entering his home and eating with him. And Zacchaeus repented of his sin and paid back four times all that he had stolen. Absolved of guilt, he began a new life. And remember Peter who betrayed him after saying that he never would? After bragging so loudly how brave he was, Jesus forgave Peter and gave him His Spirit and the power to forgive others in His name, saying, Feed My sheep. You are forgiven. Now forgive others in your new, brand new life. And remember Thomas, who doubted. Then he got the proof that he needed and proclaimed with new faith and understanding who it was who could forgive sins and overcome death. He said, My Lord and My God. And remember the man born blind who saw and worshiped Jesus. I hope you see the trend. Absolution, complete forgiveness, new life, new eyes, new vision, new direction to follow after God, to continue Jesus' ministry. We are all either the prodigal son or the stay-at-home son of that parable too. We are constantly mistaking ourselves as either too sinful to come into God's presence or too good to need God's grace. Always, Jesus paints God as the one who waits with open arms to embrace, to cleanse, to put on the ring and the robe and say, "Son and daughter, all that I have is yours for the asking. Come to me. Whomsoever will come to me, I will forgive, absolve, and embrace, and give a new life. Just come. Just come."